ben simen samach beis sif beis yochel likreisa b'chol oshen. One can be kairei krishme in any language. We'll see soon the Mishnah Berurim. V'yizroel, but he has to be careful. Midivrei shibush shaboisoi loshen. That the loshen, that the language that he's saying it, should be a proper translation. It should be translated properly. So he's saying what the content of krishme involves, he's saying it in another lotion. V'yidag b'kiboy k'moy b'l'shayin ha-kodesh, and the word should be pronounced properly, just like by lotion ha-kodesh, the words have to be pronounced properly. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Gimel, b'chol lotion. V'davke shem meivin b'oisoy ha-lotion. One halacha is that by Shal L'Shaynes, not Lashon HaKodesh, Shal L'Shaynes, Sivkot Gimel, Shal L'Shaynes are a Lashon Ayidei Heskim HaMedina. That means people created this Lashon. They, this is their way of communication. So it only has a Torah's Lashon by the person who's speaking it, if by him it's also a way of communication, he understands what he's saying. So then by him it has a Torah's Lashon. Now, Agav Uche, we will mention this now, the Bir Halacha wants to say another Chiddush, he's Mesupik at the end, but he wants to say another Chiddush, that in order for it to have a Torah's Lashon, it is not sufficient that by him it's a way of communication, but it also it is a means of communication in the place where he is saying this. That means as follows. That means if a person comes from France, he comes to the United States, and then he says Krishma in French. So but there's not too many people in the United States that know French. But he can speak with the two. But this is not a lotion in the mokim where he is laying krishma. So the biralocha wants to say so he's not yotze. That means in order for a strange lotion, not lotion hakodesh, to get a chshivus of a lotion of a language, there are two things that are necessary. Number one, he has to understand what he's saying. So by him, it's a means of communication. And number two, in the place where he is saying this krishma with this other language, this is a language that in this place it is spoken. The people of this place speak this language. So then it's called a lotion by the kore. But if we don't have this, so it's not called a lotion, so he won't be yaitzer. So there are these two conditions. That's b'chol lotion. We're up to samach beis of kotten gimel. B'chol lotion, the davke shemayvin ba'isay haloshon. He has to understand the lotion. Then it has it's called a language by him. V'u adin b'tfile, a person can daven shemayne esre. In all languages, ubichas hamozayin, kibench, ubikiddush, ubichas hamitzvahs, vapeiros vahalo. V'chol ze mitzad hadin, that is mitzad ikar hadin, that one can say, v'chol loshen. If we have these two conditions, they speak this loshen in this place, and he understands it. But to enhance his krishma, to enhance his tefillah, it will be enhanced if he says it in Loshon HaKodesh, because Loshon HaKodesh has many schools. It is the Loshon that Rabbi Nishum created the world with. It's the Loshon that Rabbi Nishum speaks to his Nevi'im. So that Loshon is an enhanced Loshon, and therefore the brachas and the krishma and the tefillah that he says with that lashon is much more capable of accomplishing what he wants to accomplish. That's that. Ken kosav abach pesim in kuf tzadigim. Fine. Va'ayim besifrei achreinim. Now the achreinim tell us that this halacha we just learned now is past history and is not at all applicable to us. That means by us there's no such thing that we can learn krishma in the other lashonis. Why? Why is it past history? V'yameinu af mitzad adin yesh lizoyer shelay lekreisa b'loshen ha'achakim b'loshen ha'kodesh. V'zmaneinu, one is only yaitza, only b'loshen ha'kodesh. Why? Ki yesh kamo v'kamo teveis, there are many words in the krishma, shein onu yoidim eich la'atikam heita, we don't know how to translate them in another lashon. And he gives numerous examples. Kegoin, Tevis Vishinantom. Vishinantom Levonecho. Yesh boy kamo biyurim. There's a lot of explanations. Echot lashon limud. You should teach. You should teach your children. Ve'echot lashon chidud. You should be sharp. You should have a tremendous clarity in Taylor, we should answer the Lebanech with a clarity. The Moshiach will Chazal, she did with Taylor, but who does them beficha? You should be sharp and you should know it with a clarity. She Mishal Chodom Dova Al Tegam Gever Taylor Light. If someone asks you something, you should be able to answer right away. So now, I'm going to translate Mishinantam Lebanech. Vanecha goes on to Talmidim. So what does Vishinanta mean? Does it mean to teach? Does it mean to have, you should have a sharpness in what you are teaching? V'chein kamo v'kamo teve shebekrishima she'nonu yoidim heitev biyurei aloi shonacha. We don't know the exact explanation of these words to put it into another language. Kegoyin, teves es. Now, in another language, is no mocking for the word S. Metamus Lutaitovis Chadaimen. So Memele, so the Achrayim say, Bizmanenu, this H is not applicable because we do not know how to translate Krishna properly in another language. What? They did. They knew the exact, they knew exactly. That's how I think the Lavushes, the previous, they didn't know. Now we don't know. Avu k'sha'onu k'ayrim shma b'loshen ha'kodesh. But if we say shma b'loshen ha'kodesh v'em b'tfilah, we daven b'loshen ha'kodesh, b'chas ha'mozayin, b'bench, v'kiddush y'shari b'roches, afilu imeini meivin ha'loshen, he doesn't know what he's saying. He's yotza. Because the Lamaisa, this has a Torah lashon, so he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. But the words accomplish what they're supposed to do, even though he doesn't understand the meaning of the words, but the words accomplish. Ze eini motzi sheben Yisrael ayei debir aposa kerishin shebetrishme shakavon abay likuvach meishnikosa besimen samach gimel sivdalet. That means we'll have later, one has to be mechaven, the first posik of Shema, there you have to know what he's saying. That's because there you need Kabbalah, so you have to know that he's saying that Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Achot. That's what he has to know, the posik taich, that is Achtas Hashem, and Malchus Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that he has to know. But more than that, he doesn't have to know. Fine. Siv Gimel. Tzorech la'ashmiya la'oznoi ma'ashem ma'itzi b'pitz. A person should be ma'ashmiya la'oznoi, what he's saying, Shema, that's one of the drushes that Chazal darshan, Shema Yisrael, Shema Hashmei La'oznecho Ma'ashat Amoitzim B'picho. Shema means you should hear. You should hear what you are saying. That is, if he did not hear what he is saying, so b'diavad he's yotze. But l'chatchila, krishma should be said properly. He should hear what he is saying. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech midarabonam. So other Bach, others loim shat, and this is adarabonam dekedim. That means min ha toira, you don't have to hear what you are saying. Min rabonam, you have to hear. V'dar tzaraivet uvi b'chidushi harajbe tohu b'itaraisa l'chatchila. The Raiva told that it's a mitzvah min ha-toira, you should hear what you're saying. If you do not hear what you're saying, but this is a mitzvah min ha-toira to be able to hear what you are saying. Now, there's the deal she brings on a very interesting shayla, which is moiradik negeya. You have to hear what you are saying. What is, if a person is saying Shema Yisrael, he's saying Krishna, you have to hear what you say. But he's saying it in Stalin. Now, he's saying it in Stalin, so I got news for you, that everyone is screaming at the top of their lungs. It's, unless he has very strong vocal cords, he won't hear what he's saying. Now, is he Yaitse or is he not Yaitse? So we could look at it two ways. One way we could say that then Hashmei la'oznach la'mashepicha medaba, you should hear what you're saying, means the pasuk is telling us the proper volume, how loud you should say it. So it should be said in a volume that you can hear what you're saying. Now there's another sibu why I can't hear. But as long as I said the proper volume that I could hear, that is sufficient. Or no. No, you have to hear talk about your saying. No, if it's necessary to say louder, not if you think you have to say it louder. So here, what?
If you say sometimes
that's by Shemoneh Esrei. Now we're not talking about that Shemoneh Esrei, is it? But by Krishma, this. You should, there's no... Yeah, but we're talking about... But now we're talking about Krishna. We're talking about... No, because here there's a pasuk Shema. Hashme loznacho. There's no such pasuk by Shema. What? Yeah. Krishma, yeah. Hashmei lo, and they said the brachas are also, besides tefillah, they said the brachas also, we have now the Mishnah Berurah, a bracha has to be, you should also, Hashmei lo, nechom ha-shepicha medaba. Shemoneh Esrei is something different. Shemoneh Esrei is a special din balachash. So, al kaponim, the gist, There's a machloikas. He himself should hear. We'll talk about that, mamish, in 10 minutes. We'll talk about that soon. Okay, now, so we have here this topic. So the Dirshu brings down, that the most poskim hold, you have to be able to hear the poil. You have to hear what you're saying. And if it's noisy, so you have to speak louder. So I'd like to mention, there's a Sivsei Chachomim in Va'era. The Sivsei Chachomim says as follows. Makshim ha'oilam, lama shina ha'kosov b'tzfardim, my paroi, sent Moshe Rabbeinu by all the makas, he should be mispalo, that the makas should stop. So by Tzfardim it says, Vayitzak Moshe El Hashem. He's grabbed. B'sha'a makas, by the other makas, k'siv, Vayetar Moshe El Hashem. So it's unique that by the makas of Tzfardim it says a different lotion by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Sifsech, the Chacham Emens, is Mishim the Amrinen, HaMispalo Tzorech Lashmiya La'oznov, Afilo by he, to hear means that, Afilo by Tzorech, he himself is to hear. The Kan Hoyu Atzvardiyim Tzoyekim, he couldn't hear himself. So that's why it says Vayitzak, by the mark of Tzfadim, that he should be able to hear. There was a tremendous competition with the Tzfadim, so he had to scream in order to hear himself. Al Kaponim, this is famous, this was a Matthias that... that they hear, as long as they didn't jump into their stomachs, they wouldn't. But the mysis was the matisse, it was very noisy. So you have to reckon with the noise. Now let us see. Lashmiya la'ozno, b'kriya shma, b'uadin b'bir chayseo, k'lukamon reishvav siv, gimel l'chadchile, by all brochas you should hear what you say. Now let us finish the Mechaba, we stopped in the middle of Siv Gimel. Vimloi Yishmir La'ozna Yotza. But if he didn't hear, but the evidence is Yotza. Ubelvad She Yotzi Bisvosov. But it should be Yotzi Bisvosov. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then I'd like to a little to elaborate on this. Ubelvad Avon Hirer Beliboy, if he was just thought of the words, La Yotza, the Kaimelon Hira Lav Kedibodomi, Bipaskan Alochi Hira Lav Kedibodomi. Now, I'd like to mention Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo, Pesg Zayin, Ois Yud, speaks about a Shaila, which was once Negeya to me, and perhaps it's a common shaila. Now, let's first speak about the shaila, and then we'll speak what's negeya to us. I once had a polyp on my vocal cords, and a polyp is like a growth, and the vocal cords, yes, so we'll talk about it. So you also had an operation. So now, after the operation, the doctor told me, for a month I can't talk. For a month I can't, same thing? Every month? Three times you hear this. So like this. For a month you can't talk. Well, no. Yeah, by me it was Ella. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, okay. Al Kaponim is like this. So now, so first he says like this. So he starts speaking about. So he can't say Krishna, he can't daven. Fine. He talks about that. So he says, Naniach, he can't say Krishna. So he won't say Krishna for a month. So he says, by a mitzvah, there is a shir how much a person is mechuyev to sacrifice for a mitzvah. And money you give at chaimish b'mamayne. You give a fifth of what you possess for a mitzvah. More than a fifth you're not mechuyev to give. If it's more than a fifth you're part of the mitzvah. So he says, if by doing this mitzvah of Krishna he loses voice, that's more choshev than a fifth of what he possesses. So he's part of. That he says, Meikar Adin is Potter. That means if the price will have to pay, he'll lose his voice, his voice will be damaged his whole life. That's more than a Chaimish Menachosov. So he's Potter. That's, he says, one thing. Then he says another thing. Now, we learned yesterday that Raiv Paiskim hold that in Raiv Paiskim hold that the mitzvah of Krishma, one person can be mighty, the second person al shemei kainer. That's what we learned yesterday. Raiv Paiskim Mishabu brings that down. So that means if I can't say Krishma, go over to Yankov. Listen, you learning Krishna, heaven sent him to be mighty me, and I'll listen to Krishna, and I'll have Krishna. Fine. I heard from Rav Yehuda the Duna, I'm the Kipsak from Rav Nissen Karelis, so we took care of Krishna, can take care of the Brichas Krishna. He says, what's with Shemay Nesra? He says, so, no problem. You go over to the Shas, by Shachis, be mighty me with Chazoros HaShatz. By Minche, be mighty me with Chazoros HaShatz. We have to write now Shachis and Minche. Meirev, we have a problem. So Nissan Karelet says, so you have to find a person who davens Meirev miplaga Minche lamaylo. That means, so if he davens miplaga Minche lamaylo, so by them, by him it's night. But by me it could be, by him it's night, so he's davening. A person who davens Minche miplaga Minche lamaylo, so by him it's day. Now tell him to be mighty me and not be Yitzhak Meirev with this. With Hishim and Esra, that was a psak of Nissen Karelis. Okay, that's this bit. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Amir the Gezach. He says like this. He says, Gam, he should pronounce, Gam Yechatech Ateves Bisfoso. Then he says, you should say the words with your lips. Afilu b'li kol klal. You should say the words with your lips without using your vocal cords. And then he brings the pasuk what you brought. Gabichana raksvoseha nois v'koylo lo yishameya. Upashti b'kro mashmat lo hitziya kol klal. Not that she used the vocal cords and but well, you couldn't hear. She didn't use her vocal cords. What? That's for Eliel. Abba Kapana was davening. But Olchais Halachi writes down. He brings Rabbeinu Yoinem and a voice rak bisfosov. A person makes a bracha with his lips. A person makes a bracha with his lips, but there's no koil that's going out from his mouth. Havi dibu mamish. So Benyamin says that's called dibu. The binyan rak bitis vosai. That's called bitis vosai. So it could very well be ubelvat she yoytzi bisposav. And the mishbur says hiru is no good. But could be Yaitse Bisvasov means he's saying the words with his lips without using the vocal cords. I mean, he's metzadik like that, that it would help. Yeah, if you have the Zaitse, if someone, I mean, I got hold of someone else. No, but here you're moving your lips. It's more than a machshava. It's more than you're doing something. So? That's an avera. That's not good. Yeah, but here by Krishna, machshava doesn't help. Here, love kedibodami. So this. We're going about Krishna. Bavatsha Yaitzi Bisfosov, it says he should Yaitzi Bisfosov, but Hiru is not good. Avum Hira Baliba Lo Yotso. The Kaimlon Hira Lav Kedibo Domi. And God the Levush says, Amoyo de Kazakh. The Levush says, when a person says something, he understands it better than when he's thinking about it. When he's thinking about it, it's like it's not. It's very jumpy, Misame. But when he says it, it's he understands it better. So you have to know if that's pshat and yaitzi misposa. Let's receive Dalit. Imachmas choyli oynis acha. There was a choyli or oynis acha called krishma boliboy yotzo. So it's yaitzi. Now this is a miracle zach. Here he says, "Those are chayli or einus acher kol kriyas ma belimba yot." Hago, we'll see him in a after chayli yasakein. He should do like this. Belimba imhu b'mokim sheni noki legamri veini nochel yochel unakaisem ishem einus yaharer belimba b'vatchlei hamokim metunef. Lagamri Now let us explain what the Mechaber is saying, but let's first see the Mishnah Yotso. Hi, Al Kaponim, let us explain a little before. The Mechaber says that if there is a, he's an amatzev, that he can't be koirei. Im machmas choyli ayoynis acher koza krishma beliboy. Now, beliboy means b'machshavtoy. He thought, Shema Yisrael, he thought it. So, yotso. Now, this yotso, there's a big tumult in this, but let us just give a gdoma how the Mishnah Berurah lands a shot. That means he's not, he wasn't the kind of the mitzvah. Because you have to, the mitzvah krishma, you need the dibartabam, you need an amira. Yotza means, but he accomplished something. He can't do anything. He's an onos. He can't do anything more than that. So he'll think, Shema Yisrael, he'll think through the whole krishma. In the mitzvah of krishma, he wasn't Mekayim. Although it's not worth like Chishev Lasis Mitzvah Venenas, the Malala Bakosa Kilo, so the Rabbi Shalom will give him schar because he did the best that he was capable of doing. So the Rabbi Shalom gave him schar for this. Not even some kind of the Mitzvah of Krishna, but this was something to do. That means Rabbi Shalom, I'm doing the best I can do at the present time. The Rabbi Shalom gave him schar from this. So the Mishnah Berurah brings it out. What will it be if an oinus will go away, and now I can learn Krishna? You better learn Krishna again. You want yotza, the mitzvah of Krishna. Yotza means you'll get schar for your attempt to learn Krishna belayim. But you, the mitzvah you want in the time. Now let us see the Mishnah. What? Then so he's an onus, and then he'll get the schar for the mitzvah. But I'll kapon him yotza. Hi yotza loy legamri koma. Doesn't mean it was yotza. Don't take it literally. The time on here lav kedibo dami. Machshav is not kedibo. El reitzulay med al kapon him. Bishor sheni yochel et daber. He can't speak. Yahare kri yishma belibo. He should think of the words. He'll get schar for Krishna. This is a schar. Rabbi Shalom, I wanted to learn Krishna. I couldn't. So the Rabbi Shalom gave him schar. I'm a bad man. He hates him. How can she install the kindness? I'm a tiny little man Krishna. But he will ask them to be closer. Fine. But after the Chathila, and another, so here we said there was an einus, and he was a chayli, and now he says, let's say, in another case, b'mokim sheni noki legamri, v'niyochel v'nakoisa. Now here's over here, there's a taz, kosov a taz, mizei yesh lumri, b'mi shetzomei b'layla b'mitosei, he's laying in bed, he's very thirsty, shev shulei lipo yodam levos, somehow he can't get up to geese neck of asa, yahare rabroche b'libe v'yishte. That's what the Taz says. Mesefer Mati Yehuda Chaylik Olav Akosov. What do you mean he can't? Chayev Shuloi Lamei Velito Yodav. It's cold. He's lazy. He's sleepy. Good. But he can get up. He can wash his hands. Vein Doyle L'Chayla L'Onus. Here we're speaking about a person who's a Chayla L'Onus. Vein Donim Evshe Mishi Evshe. Va'afilu Mein Loi Mayim Alo Netila Vashti. Afilu doesn't have water to wash negovasa. I'd like to mention by Chavrusa S, the Psagut Ha'orel. This is a Taz. The Taz says, a person in the middle of the night, he woke up, he's very thirsty. Somehow it's difficult for him to get snagovas. The Taz says, and he is, you're dying with the lofet. So Taz says, he should be mahar of the broch. That's what the Taz says. Don't say the broch, not to say the broch, he should be mahar of the broch. My Chavrusa says a different kasha. If he didn't get snagovas, so when he drinks the water, the Taz in Siv Dalet says, if a person touches a keli that has a mashkin and he didn't get snagovas, it's a sakana to drink it. So how does this work? Unless we're speaking about he has someone else to pour it into his mouth, like Esav, HaLeitenin, Amin, Odom, Adam, Azeh. Yeah? Okay, if he can do that, could be. It's also good. Okay, I don't know. What? I don't know if gloves help by Ruach. Shlo yeh. What? I don't know what kind of other. If he has a Ruach on his hands and he touches the bottle, could be the Ruach goes. Oh, he could have done that. He should have done that. But he didn't have enough water for that. He was. Okay, it matters how much you need. Okay, so let's just finish. Okay, shlo yehi v'mamokim hu metunef legamri. Then here is also mamokim metunef. V'yahar nusach krishma yabroch. Then he shouldn't think of the nusach. Rak yachshem v'liboy shemelchuyi v'niyochu l'kayim b'tzal. So you just think of finding shlo. I would love to learn krishma. I'd love to make a broch. But I can't. והשם ירללהו לליטל נסחך המחשב הקימן שוונס. נרפושת השויסן בבייס המלכת, the people who drink the בייס המלכת, שנעלת מקבוך זה, שלויקה דנויסן, והשם עושה אפילו הירי, נעלת even think, ודובר שבדוש ואין דה אונס לשתי יזור, ואין לקמס ופייד אל, אוקיי. I don't know if gloves help for Tumah. I'm not bekannt. Thank you.